We are on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Ule Barav Noches Kamei Derove Posach Ba'ato V'chartonu. Ule Barav was the Baal Tfile. Noches Kamei Derove Posach Ba'ato V'chartonu. He started Tfilas Nile Ba'ato V'chartonu V'siyim V'me'onu Mechayenu. Shavchei and Rove was Meshabeyachim. The Bach has another, a Sofer, a different Maisha similar to this, Rav Nosson, Avuah de Rav Hune, Berei de Rav Nosson, Nochas Kamei de Rav Pope, Posach Bato Vachartono, Vesayim Bemeono, Veshavchei. And the Gemara says further, Omar Rav Acher Berei de Rove, V'yochid Oimro Achat Filosoi. Yochid says the Vidoi after the Tfila. Here it says V'siyim, that was the Chsime. The Chsime was Bemeonu, so Tosfos Yeshonim says V'haino Tfilos Ata Noisin Yad Lapoishim. V'kach Onu Noigim. That's the siyum. We start with the normal Shemoneh Esrei, and the siyum is the vidui. Let us see Rashi. Noches kame derove b'ne'ile. V'loshen ne'ile pligi bo amiroi v'broches Yerushalmi. Chad omar ne'ilas shari shamayim. That's Laila. Chadoma Nila Share Yazore, the Yerushalmi says Niris Share Heichol, which is before the Shkia. Chsam Sefer is Moira, why Rashi brought this here. Before we heard about the Nila Shaorim, my Nila Shaorim, Rabom Matzloise Yeser Teshmul Oma Mono Mechayenu. Later here on this Gemara, where they started off with Ata Bechartono, they were Messiah with Atanasin Yad Lepoishim. Here Rashi brings down what the Taich Nila is. What was the Shopchei? The Chsam Sefer says a Pshat. I wasn't able to see how it stems with the later Gemara, but I'll upon him what he says on this Gemara, I'll try to say over. He brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi Lamaisa says, the Shaila, when the Zman Nila is? Is the Zman Nila before the Shkia? Start before the Shkia, the Zman Nila Balaila, you start by Laila. Later we'll seem to also have such a Gemara. Lamaisa, he says, the preferable way is that one should start before the Shkia, and it should be Nigmar. That's called Nila Sharei Heichol. It should be Nigmar by Laila, which is Nila's Sharei Shamayim. That's what he says Lamaise. Then he says, he brings down from, he says, Be'emesin, the Seder of Ata B'chartonu, and then your Mesayim Mechayenu is L'chayre, is not the way we say every day in the morning. The morning you say, Ma'ono, Mechayeno, Mechasdeno, Matzikeseno, Maishiseno, Anoim Alofanecho. And then we say, Avol Anachno, Amcho, B'nei V'risecho. So after this Haknama, we say, Ayichas. Avol Anachno, Amcho, B'nei V'risecho. And here, the Seder is Fakert. We start off with Ata V'chartonu. We say who we are. We call Amim, Haftayson. And then we end up by Mechayeno. So he wants to say, he brings up Maram Chagiz, that says a very interesting halacha, that even though the halacha is that if a person started eating Shabbos Meba'id Yoyim, and the Suda was Nimshach, and the Bichas HaMazon was Balayla, when it's Oy Shabbos, you still say Ritzei, because the Ritzei is going on the Chilas HaSuda, which was B'Shabbos. Afal pikem, the Maram Chagit says one should not say b'yom haShabbos hazeh. So it's not Shabbos. Now it's not Shabbos. You can't say b'yom haShabbos hazeh. So you say b'yom haShabbos, you take out the zeh. That's what the Maram Chagit says. So he says l'chayre, you'll have the same. He says that was Shabchei. He says nata b'chatonu, you say b'yom haKippurim hazeh. Later, by the Vidi, it seems he don't mention Yom Kippur. He don't say Yom Kippur HaMazeh. So he wants to say that that was the Shofchei, that he was Mahapach the Seder, to be Magdem Ata Bechal Tonu, in order to make sure that he said Hazeh, when it's Miba'id Yoim. It means, that's why he says Rashi wanted to say it, and here Rashi wanted to tell us this to Zmanim, and Laloch Epsazai, we pass, and we should start from the earliest man and be Nigma by the latest man. And that's how he wants to say Pshat in this Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Tfilas Nile Paiteresh Eshel Arvis. Rav says that Nile Patos Arvis. So here we'll see the Pasha Loshna Gemara that Rav holds, that Nila said Balailo. The Patas Arvis, you don't have to daven Meirev. Rav le Taimei, the Omar Tzloisi Yiseiri, Rav said that Nila, we heard before, Machlekes Rav Shmuel. So Rav says it's an Ibrike Tfile, Bekiven the Tzoli Lei Sulei Tzorsa, since he davened already, Davin will see Balaila, Davin the Shemaine Ezra, he doesn't need to Davin Meirat. Frag the Gemara, mi Oma Rav Hochi, does Rav hold that is a Chiyuv to Davin Meirat, for Oma Rav Halochi, Gdi Brahim at Tfilas Albis Rishus? What's that? Peteres, it patos Tfilas Albis. There's no Chiyuv, so what's that it patos? And for the Gemara, Lidivrei Ha'im Archive, comma. I mean to say, according to the man, the Yomad holds Tvilas Arvis Chayva, so the Tvilas Nile, since it's at Tzloisa Yeseire, that will patter Tvilas Arvis. Zogt Rashi, V'kiven de Tzoli Mishachsheicha Sulei Tzorich, he doesn't have to daven Meir, V'oma Rav Meseches Brochus Tvilas Arvis Rishus, U'mai Peiteres de Koma, Let us see Teisvitz. What is he, Teisvitz? V'omar Rav Tvilas Arvis Rishus. Taima, l'Rav da'omar Tvilas Arvis Rishus, ha'omar Perik Tvilas HaShacha, tov loy hispalol Arvis, mispalo Shachri Shtai. There it says, we didn't daven Meirib, so he davens two Tvilas for Shachris. Now that's where, if Tvilas Arvis is a Rishu, so davent a yod, davent a yod, davent a nisht, davent a nisht, but there's no Indian to be at Tvilas Tashlumim. The whole thing is a Rishu. Vama nam ihosam besoif perek Tvilas HaShacha, tov lehiskir shal reshchoidish balaylo, ein machzirin oisoi, lefishay mekachin es achoidish balaylo. Olav hochi, Marzirin, but on their lomdis, you'd be marzir, va my typing like the Tvilas Arvis Rishus. Va oimari, so the Rivan Stefan for Rav as follows. Nahay the Rishusi, ain levatlo bechinam. Rishus does not mean that it's up to the person if he wants to daven, he davens, if he doesn't, he doesn't. No, that's not pshat Rishus. Rishus means it's not a choiv gomo. No, he could be mevatel it. What does it mean? It's not a chayv gomel. Im loy mipnei shum mitzvah iveres. That means that if he wants to do a mitzvah iveres, and because of that he won't be able to daven ma'irev, oy shorehem yonei de perkame de Shabbos tolemat rechina leim. Let's say he took off his galtel. See, bizmaneyem there was a big avoid the purana galtel. So he took off the galp already, so Mamelu and Amatriach him to put on the galp to Dava Meirev. The Loi Matrachina Loi, since it's not a Choyv Gomel, so if he has the galp on already, Mamelu is a Ladavanan, he doesn't have the galp, Loi Matrachina Loi. Chen ola amitose di Rishalmi dei matrich, matrich an oisoi sheyeret. That pshat. Rishus means it's not a choiv gomel. So b'mokim mitzvei veres, b'mokim tilche yisere, it won't mechayev. Teida. So Taisa says, I'll tell you that a kochach, it's not stamazoi, a person has an option if he wants to daven, he davens, if not, not. Even the Yaakov, if he no tikna, like tikna levatol, what's that, was a takon, he was masakim pulas alvis. What kind of takon is this, if a person wants, he doesn't have to daven, that mistava. But oit, even the chenege, they vol mepdorim, he, shemalon, umaktirim, kolalaila. The Gemara says in Brachos that Tfilas Arvis is keneged daktores eivorim. Nehedolem akvi kapore, deivorim eftorim is not akiv de kapores akol, mikomok in mitzvah lahak, it is a mitzvah. So Tfilas Arvis nami mitzvah. So memela fila yehod Tfilas Arvis. Rishus does not mean that a person is an option. It means it's not a chiv gomo. That b'mokim tirche, b'mokim mitzvei veres, you're permitted to be mevat. But like this, the zicha mitzvah to daven ma'irev, he'll according to Rav. So therefore, it's very good. So therefore, the Gemara says, if he forgot to daven ma'irev, so he has to make tashlumim. If he forgot yalav v'yovei ba'ma'irev, there'd be a mokim he should daven over again. No, there's a klal le'mekachnes achidish b'layim. If we notice that Tfilas Arvis Rishus means that there's a choiv to daven, no b'mokim tirche yeseire, or mitzvei veres, you could be mevatel, but like this, there is a choiv to daven, there's a mitzvah to daven. So the Kelsa Rav said, very good, so if you daven nile, so Tfilas nile poitroso. What's the Gemara's kasha? V'arav omatvilas arvis rishus. V'amrin, v'amrasas avishim, v'amrin edu bechina mein levatlo. So memela, see if they says, but since you daven nile, so the nile is b'mokim tvilas mayit. V'yishloim edu einze bechina, the b'leil yom ha-kippurim mitzvah litroyach, lohochin tzor chesude, b'have kein yontev. No, it's not, it's an Indian, Meitzoy Yom HaKippur, not the Davin Ma'irev. Davin Kein Yontef, Kedemrine B'medrish, the Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim, Basko Yoytzei Svei Meres, Leich Achel B'Simcha Lachmecho. So Memele, so this is like a mitzvah Iveres, it's a mitzvah to be Meichin Tzol Chesude, so memele, so then tak you don't have to daven ma'irev. Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you don't have to daven ma'irev. So memele, in fact, the Gemara, so you don't, so Rav Lashitosa should not have said that the nila patos the ma'irev. Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you don't have to daven ma'irev. It's very interesting. Who is making the tzolchei sude? If you'd ask me, I would say the women are making the tzolchei sude. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that women, since Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, most women don't daven Ma'irev. So what's the problem? The men also were to be making so Chesude. Maybe they had a Shecht Behemoth, there was no refrigerator, nothing there. So the stomach, there was a Chelik of the Tzol Chesude that the men had to prepare also. So Mustama said, the Gemara says, so since there is such a thing, so then Meitzoy Yom HaKippur, you don't daven Ma'irev according to Rav, because of this mitzvah of eating a suda, Meitzoy Yom HaKippur. Chmoy shepirashnu she'ein levat lo bechinam. Tataisvi says, I just had a yesod. That Tfilas Arvis Rishus does not mean, don't take the word literally, one should not be mevatel bechinam. No, the tzeirich one is permitted to be mevatel. It's not a chayv gomel. Afilu leman diyom atvilas arvis rishus. Ochimash mi bi Yerushalmi. The tvilas hashachar. Because the Yerushalmi says as follows. The leman diyom atvilas arvis chayvo. Ein tvilas nila peitroso. Leman diyom arishus. Tvilas Nila Petros, as I state in Yerushalmi. If you hold Tvilas Arvis as a Rishus, so Nila will patter. Mashme Avul Bechinam Ein Levatlo. So you see in Yerushalmi Klaw that if you hold the Rishus, you need a Poyter. The Aval Pisha Choylei Kalashas Shalonu was there. So this being a guy from the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi, from the Yerushalmi, you see that Rishus needs a Poyter. So why is Tois Rishus also means you have to daven. Va'afal pi shechayil kalasha shalonu b'zeh, Agmara holds that if it's a Rishus, you don't need a poiter, because of Tois was cheshben. The Begmara, the Don Mashmet, the Rav, the Ibrahim, the Choy, the Koma, Avaman, the Rishus, the Boi, the Lola Poitra. Good. So that's the Shaila, is Meitzoy, Yom HaKippurim, like a Mitzvah Iveres. That's the Shaila. So that the Yerushalmi holds, it's not like a mitzvah veres, so you need a poiter. Bavli holds, it is like the sud, the chiyuv sud, it is like a mitzvah veres. So you don't need a poiter. But mikol mokim b'meshon yecholim lashvoisim yeshlonu lashvoisim. But al kaponim, this we do see at tzad hashove, and this we should make any machlokes. And the Yerushalmi see klo, rishus does not mean one has an option. Rishus means that, it could be a Rishus, and you still need a Poyter. There's a Rai from the Yerushalmi. Ubahag Perish, Gabi Ein Mekatshin Es HaChidish Belayla. The Baal Halachas Gedoyles also had this Kasha. According to Rav, that Rav holds that Tzvilas Arvis is a Rishus, so why does it say you don't have an Ovish Shmeine Esrei? I'll say, if he forgot Yalla, be able to catch him, so he said, but Laila, but you don't have no Yerushim and Esra, because Tvilas Arvis Rishus. Frek te be behag der kash, afo gav de Tvilas Arvis Rishus. Is kiven de shavye elei choyva, shaper domi, loch itzoch lo taime de me catch na chedish balaylo. So Baal Halacha Gedoyle said, I'm oire de kipshat. If he daven Shemayna Esrei that night, so that night it was mekabalet for choyva, he davened. That means, Rishus means if he wants, he doesn't have to daven. But if he davened, he was mekabalit for a choiva. So if he's mekabalit for a choiva, so memele he should have said yalla v'yavoy. So memele, by not saying yalla v'yavoy, there'd be a svar he should daven over again, since he shavya le choiva, yidei that tfila gufe. So from the Bahag, we see that the Bahag is choilek on Tosfos. The Bahag holds that be'emes and tefillas arvis rishus means that you don't have to daven at all. If you don't want, you don't have to daven at all. But if you daven, so your tefillah gufa made it for a chayva. So now it has hilchis. Now it has hilchis tefillah that you should have to daven over again if you were toya. Be'nir alari, the oma be'perikam de Shabbos, leman di oma tefillas arvis rishus, mechishore em yonei, Loi matrachin eloi. The Gemara says, if you hold Rishus, so if he took off his galtel already, so you're not matrichim to put back on the galtel. Ho iloi shorehem yonei, but what would be if he didn't take off the galtel? Matrachin eloi. Afal pishaloi is palo klau. He says, here the Bahag says, the only reason you rechen with the tefillah because he davened, because he davened Ma'ariv once, so the davening is a machayev him to daven over again now, because it's a kavod for a choyvim. There the Gemara in Shabbos says, if you're tefillas arvis rishus, and you didn't take off your galtel, you have to daven. Why does he have to daven? He didn't daven, so why should he have to daven? V'chitayim ekiven shispalo b'shalei l'shav yolei choyvo, maybe we'll say a tifer epshat. Not that the Bahag only means if he daven tonight Ma'ariv, so he's mekabel this Ma'ariv for a choyva. But if he daven the other nights Ma'ariv, so he's also mekabel the whole inyan of Arvis for a choyva. So that Gemara is speaking about that says, if he didn't take off the galtel, he should daven Ma'ariv. We're speaking about a person who the last few nights had daven Ma'ariv already. So Mamela by him became a chayv already. So he has to daven now. That's pshat. Imkain. So now we're saying according to the Bahak, that if you according to Rav, that holds with Havas Rishus, if he had davened a few nights already, it's of Yolei Choyven, he has to daven. As Amai, it's a Lishnu Yehoche de Rav, le Divre Yoyme Choyve Koma. Why does that Gemara to say? That what Rav says, Filas Nila Paitrosai, is a going according to the Mandi Oma Choyve. Leima da filo le di day, this vile rishus, abakivin the shavi le chayve bishale lois. Let us say it's speaking about that he was, he davened other nights, maire, so he made it a chayve. Is, bishale lois chayve ye lave, uboi tfilo miftere. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Okay, nireke de frishes. Is the Rishash asks here, amir de ke kasha on Taisvis? He doesn't understand Taisvis. He says, let's go back to the Bahag. The Gemara says in Shabbos as follows. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if a person took off his gartel, it's a tirche, nyotfilis arvis rishus, you don't have to put it back on. You don't have to daven. If he didn't take off the gartel, he has to daven, matrachinale. So Taisvus asked from the second aloha. Why is it, according to the Bahag says tfilis arvis rishus means if you want, you want. If you don't want, you don't want. The reshus tesis said it kept shooting. So if it's mamish a reshus, why, if he didn't take off the gout, why does he have to dam? So the tesis, so we're making a kibbutz. It's speaking about that shavi alechayve. The last few weeks he was davening ma'ariv, so he has to daven ma'ariv. Fine. Frekta Rishash, oh good, so the Gemara is speaking about that he was davening ma'ariv for the last few weeks, the shavi alechayve. But it says if he took off the gartel, he doesn't blame at the chinele, if he holds filis avis reshus. So what's pshat in that? Hey, it's a chayva now. So our kochach weiss to chayis that a chayva, which is shavye lei chayva, it's not a real chayva, shavye lei chayva, has certain kulis. As I weiss to chayis. If you hold it's mamish a chayva, so then took off the gartel, svafal, and you put it back on again. But if it's only shavi alei chayva, so then we split the hair. We say, if it's not such a big deal, you daven meirev now. Your gartel is on, you daven meirev. But if you took off the gartel, so then, since it's only shavi alei chayva, so memele, so then the schoolish, you don't have to be matrich yourself. So frekter, so iba zoi, well, how did Taisus learn Pshat in our Gemara? Taisus says, Maitzoy Yom HaKippurim, Taisus Shittes is a Shtikl Choyva. Vachal Pikein, Taisus, Maitzoy Yom HaKippurim, there's no Choyva because you have to be Matriach for the Sudas Yom Kippur. So Taisus said, all the time it's a Shtikl Choyva. The Bahak holds, sometimes it's a Shtikl Choyva. But Shav Yalei Choyva, it's a Shtikl Choyva. But I'll compare him the way Taisus learned Shat Nagemore that Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Yom Kippur, there's no Shtikl Choyve, because Mitzvah Yom Kippur is a mitzvah to make a Suda. So according to the Bahag, there's the same thing. Mitzvah Yom Kippurim is equivalent to, he took off the gartel. And we see that the Bahag holds that there are coolest in Shavya Alei Choyve. So Mamelis, he doesn't understand Taisus Kasha. Mamelis Kasha and Taisus. Al Koponim, we had here in the Gemara that Rav said that you don't have a Meirev Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim, Tfilas Nile Patos Yom HaKippurim, Tfilas Nile Patos Meirev. Fregt the Gemara Meisvei, Oyer Yom HaKippurim, Leil Konidrei, Mispalo Sheva Misvade. Shachris, Sheva Misvade. Musiv, Sheva Misvade. Bemindche, he says on the side, Mispalo, Sheva Misvade. Benila, Mispalo, Sheva Misvade. Arvis, Meirev, Mispalo, Sheva, Me'en, Shemayne Esrei. Abchanine ben Gamliel, Mishum Avoysov, Mispalo, Shemayne Esrei, Shleimais. Eishetzorich Loimer, Havdole, Bechainin Ados. So we have here Akasha and Rav. Rav said that if you daven Nila, you don't daven Meirev. That's what Rav said. And the Tfilas Nila Petrosoi. And though we have here two Tanoim, that say that you do daven meire, but it's a shayla if you daven me'ein shmeine esre, if you daven ganze shmeine esre. Okay, before we see the teretz, let us see Rashi and Taisus. Meis ve'ektoni nile uktoni arvis, vaisis it doesn't pata meire. Sheva me'ein shmeine esre, gimel rishaynes, gimel achaynes ki tikuna. Ve'oimer avineinu be'emtza, sheyesh bo me'ein shloish esre broches, ve'itvila k'tzore shetiknu lo ivrei drochem, ero mesaken avineinu, lo mitzoy yoyme kipurim, itiru lotzeis bo yikibiyotze, with the psazoy condensation of shloish esre broches, ibnei ha'teirech. Tirche. Let us see Taisvitz. Mispalo sheva me'ein shmeine esre broches. Perish Rashbam taime, so the Rashbam says, what is pshat? Mishum dekivin da'akati hu betaynis, choshev ki yoyim ha'kipurim. Lo'ochi mispalo sheva. Lofi shekvar pono ha'yoyim, b'choyil havi, lo'ochi mispalo me'ein yudches. Now, Rashi l'chayre, Rashi's pshat is l'chayr understandable. Rashi said that mitnei ha'teirech, I don't know if that Rashi means the tirche of preparing for the sudas meitzoyei makipurim, or chal is a tirche maybe to daven a longer shemayne esrei. So Rashi says, so they were meikel, and they said he could daven a condensation of the yud gimel brachas. The Rashbam epis makes a lomdus, a pshore. Kiv and dakati hu betaine, since he's still fasting, choshev, ki yoyim ha-kippur, shatadin yoyim kippur. Lochi mispalo sheva. Vise kvar pona hayoyim, but it's ois yoyim kippur, v'choyil avi, lochi mispalo mein yutches. He made up this man of Meirev, his dinei yoyim kippur and dinei choyil. Legabi the nusach, it's dinei choyil, because it's choyil. And legabi this mispar habroche, since he's fasting is a din of Yom Kippur. It's very unclear, ich meine. He's fasting is a din of Yom Kippur. What's pshat? Lulei de mistafina, I don't know if this is true, but perhaps it's efshar korv lemes. I thought perhaps we can say pshat in Tosfos as follows. Mishnah Berurah, in Reis HaMeches, it's a Gemara Broches, says that Bemison Shabbos, they should really daven Yudches Broches. Just like Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoy, you daven Yudches Broches, and you should be masker Bemitza Shabbos, like you masker Rosh Chodesh. So why do we daven Zayin Broches? So the reason is, of Kovet Shabbat, they want Matriachim to daven such a long Shemayin Esrei. So Memeilu say you daven Zayin Broches. That's the, and it's Gvaldik and Afkimin El Alocha, but Meikar Adin, there's a Mokim to daven Yudches Broches, therefore if you started a Birchas Chol, you're going with a Birchas Chol. Perhaps we can say that this Svore, that they want Matriach to daven Yudches Broches, could be this pasnar of Shabbos and Yontif. It's Shimei Oinig, Yimei Menuche. Some Meila, they want Matriachem, just like other things. So they want Matriach to daven Yudches Broches. But Yom Kippur, that is Yom Ha'inui, I mean, I think it's much more difficult to fast Yom Kippur than to daven Shmeine Esrei Broches. And if there's a din with a fast in hind, so why didn't you say Yudches Broches Yom Kippur? I mean, Agavuch, it's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if Yom Kippur is Chal B'Shabbos, you don't say Retzeinu B'Menuchaseinu, because it's not a Yom Menuchah today, it's a Yom Inui. So it's a Yom Inui, so why don't you say Yudches Broches? So l'chayre, it could be that he and his senes, since he's a ma'une, since he's a ma'une, So forget it's difficult to say Yudches Broches. So that, therefore, Yom Kippur, the Aloch is you say Zayim Broches, because Yom Kippur is a Yom Ha'inui. Since it's a day of Inui, that's why that was the Takona. Could be it's not the same like all Shabbos and Yomim Toivim. There the Takona was you don't say Yudches Broches Kdei Shalala Trichoi, because it's a Yom Oineg, a Yom Menuche. Here it could be the Takona was, since it's a Yom Inui, so therefore they want matriach him to say Yudches Broches, because he's a Me'une. So Me'mela, so then perhaps that's Pshat and Tosfos. So it's Choshev Ki Yom HaKippurim and it's Choshev Ki Chol. I mean, that's what Tosfos means. Since he's fasting, so the same reason we were not, why does he say Zayin Broches in Yom Kippur? Because he's a Me'une. So he didn't want to be matriach him moitzoi. So that's the din of Yom Kippur. It's not the same din of Shabbos. It's the din of Yom Kippur because since he's a me'une, he didn't want to be matriach him. So me'mele, so since he's still fasting, so that din of Yom Kippur still applies to him. So therefore, so choshev ki yom ha'kippurim. So that's where Yoni says, Zayim brochet. But he's mispalo, the nusach is a nusach of chel, because l'maisa is chel. Let us see the next Tosfos. Neishet Tzorech Loima Havdola B'chainin Ados. Aces. We heard Rabbi Chanina Megamliel said that Yudavin Yudches Brochish Leimes because he has to say Havdola B'chainin Ados. So Mamelon and Havineinu it won't go. Hikshe Rabbeinu Yaakov Me'olainish V'nichlai Michla. So let's take it into Havineinu. Avineinu is a condensation of Yud Gimel Brochis, so we'll stick in the 2-3 words which will speak about Havdola, and that'll be part of Avineinu. Kedemrin in Betzvilas Hashach, I say you can't do such a thing. The Gemara says it's in Betzvilas Hashach. The Gemara says, Kol Hashana Kula Mispalol Avineinu, Chutz Mimetzoi Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the whole year you daven Avineinu, you don't have to daven Yud Gimel Shleimis. So therefore you say the whole Shemay Nesrei. Uporich v'nichloi michlo. Kashe. So the Gemara says fakert. That shouldn't be a reason for not saying havineinu. Be koilul and havineinu havdola. V'tiretz ri d'hosom d'chol ha'shone mispalol havineinu. If they were going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds the whole year you say havineinu. So, no, Mitzoy Shabbos, you don't say, Mishim Avdole, is Lehoy Le Lashana Sasedek, even the Epshele Kaila, you don't Mishana, the Seder of the whole year because of Avdole, so, I mean, there's a tikkun, you could stick Avdole in Avinein. Avaloch, the Svirelei, the Chol Ashonim, is Palo Shmeine Esrei Shleim, it's no, it's doch Vaker. Here we hold the whole year, we're not going to go into Rabbi Yeshua, we hold the whole year, Yedavin, Shmein Esrei, Shleimes. Now what, there's a Pesasvore, whatever the Svore is of the Tanakhama, that Bedavke, Moitzoi Yema Kippurim, Yeshedavin, say Habineinu, is Betam Koldu, but if I'll have a Tam Koldu, not to say Habineinu, Ein Lashani, say the Alohi Moitzoi Shabbos, Mispalo Shmein Esrei Shleim Shishtach Lim Abdullah B'chainin Adoaz. So therefore, he said, Fakel, so this is a reason not to differentiate between this night and the rest of the year. So therefore, this is a svara to say that it should be like it is the rest of the year, and you should say, Yud Gimel Brochei Shleimus. B'kitzer, we hear Akasha and Rav. Rav said that when one davens Nile, one does not have to daven Ma'ariv. We hear the two Tanoim that said that when you daven Nile, you daven Ma'ariv. Shail is a complete Ma'ariv, a condensed Ma'ariv, but you daven Ma'ariv. So you see clearly that Nile does not pata Ma'ariv. So the Gemara says Tanoihi. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. We'll see the Machlokes Tanoim is when this man Nile is. If this man Nile is by Yoim, so then you don't have it, then it doesn't pat the Meire. That's this Tanoim. Rav holds man Nile is by Laila, so if this man Nile is by Laila, so then Nile can pat the Meire. Now we'll see. The sign you will enter in the Baraisa as follows. Kol chayve tvilois toivlin kedalkon b'yom ha-kippur. A person who's mechuyev betvile is the toivl in Yom Kippur. B'yom ha-kippur, I think that the zman tvile came out Yom Kippur, the toivlus of Yom ha-kippur. Nide v'yoyledes, toivlis ke toivlis kedalkon b'leili Yom ha-kippur. The zman tvile of a nide came out leil kol nidreis, he davened the toivl there. Balkari, we're learning the way the Rashi learns Pshat. Balkari, what if a person became a Balkari in Yom HaKippur? Teivul v'hoilech, so the loch is a Balkari is also betfile. Not allowed to daven out takonis ezra. So whenever he becomes a Balkari, teivul v'hoilech. Ad ha-mincha, till he daven mincha. If he daven mincha already, then he doesn't table himself anymore. Why? Because the Tanakhama holds that Nila is at night. You wait 72 minutes, then you daven Nila. Nila is Balayla. So Mela is Balayla, so before Meire, before Nila, he'll go to the mikveh. So the Tanakhama holds that a Balkeri, that daven Mincha ready, is not permitted to table himself for Nila, because Nila is Balayla. So this Tanakame is like Rav, that Rav holds that this man Nila is Balayla, and therefore Nila patos Meire. Rabbi Yossi Oime kol hayoim kulay. Rabbi Yossi says the whole day he could tovel himself. That means even though he daven mincha ready, and then he became a Balkeri, he could tovel himself. Why? For Nila. So what do we see? So Rabbi Yossi holds that this man Nila is Bayoim. So Memela, so we have here Machloikis Tanoim, if this man Nila is Bayoim, or this man Nila is Balayla. So Memela. So Memela, that's totally in the Machloikis. If your man Nila is Balayla, so then there's a Svor Nila will part of Meirev, because it's this man Nila is the same as man of Meirev, it's a Tloisa Yeseira, so then Nila could have a Meirev, could part of Meirev. That was Ramshtik Teirev. That what you see Tanoim hold that Nila didn't part the Marav, yeah, because they held like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that this man Nila is Bayoim. That's why you can table yourself after you daven Minchi, you can still table yourself for Nila. Because they held this man Nila is Bayoim. So Vashteitzich Nila can't part the Marav because this man Nila is not this man Marav. Let us see Rashi. Tanoi hi ipotro ni'ile eshel arvis iloi. Hochi garsine betesefta. Kol chai vitvilo is toivlin kedarkin b'yem ha-kippur. Hanide v'yeledes toivelis kedarkin b'leile yem ha-kippur. Balkeri sh'osa b'divrei teire kedakai melon ezra tikin tvilo l'balikerin. Toivul v'hoilech ad ha-minche. Im ire loi keri koidem lochein toivul kedesh yuchelis palo tvilis minche. He's not permitted to tovel himself. Why? The sviru l'rabonim, the tvilas nila balayla. They are tvilas nila's balayla, so you have no right to tovel yourself now in Yom Kippur, because it's not a tzeirich yom kippurim. Tfilas nilas a tzeirich is laila. So wait for laila, then table yourself. Well, it did who? So according to them, peiteres eshel arvis kidera. So they'll hold that nila patas mayre. Vahodiktoni eino peiteres. We hear the two tanoim that says that nila does not pata. Tabiasi. You're allowed to tell yourself after mincha. Vafilu ro keri liyachet tvilas mincha toivul b'yoyim. Kedei lehispalo tvilas nile almekasova tvilas nile in zmano balayla. Ledidei eina peiteres eshal arvis. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you won't pater arvis because the zman nile is in a different zman. So finished. So with the Baal, we fa'em for Rav. Like the Gemara, but there's a different problem. We have a stire, this Rabbi Yossi, and the Rabbonin are not consistent. Remina, we learned a different Baraisa. Hazov, vahazovo, hametzoirov, hametzoiraz, ובויל נידה, ותומי מייס, טויבלם כדלקון ביום הכיפורים. בזמן תפילה כמזד יום כיפר, זה טויבל כדלקון. נידה וילדס, טויבלס כדלקון בלילה יום הכיפורים. פעל קרי, נהיה דחכום ממסי, טויבל והוילך כל היום כולוי. Slohe, that means, after mincha. Rabbi Yossi oima, min ha-mincha lo maila en yocha litvel. So here, lochere yevastire Rabbi Yossi, the Chachomim, and the Chachomim. Here, the Chachomim hold, it seems, the way we learn, she can daven nila after mincha, so toivleis, that's like, toivleis hoilach kol ha-yoyim kuloi, the more like, toivleis himself for nila. And Rabbi Yossi Yomer, after Mincha, you can't table yourself. Let us see Rashi. Yochi Gassim B'Tesef, Tazov, Azov, Metzev, Metzeras, Be'el Nida, B'Tami Meis, Tevelim Kedalkam, B'Yem HaKippur, Nida, B'Yel Edes, Tevelis Kedalkam, Leili Yem HaKippur. Balkeri Tevel, V'Hila, Kolo Yem Kuloi, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Mincha, L'Mai, L'Ein Yochi Litvel, Sagt Rashi, Kashe de Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi, ve Rabbonon ad Rabbonon, we have now a stire. Sagt der Gemara, Loi Kashe. Ho de Zoli Tfilas Nihile. The second Bereise that says that mi bo'oid yoim you can't toivel yourself is speaking about that he davened Nihile already. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi said, "Min amincha lamaila ein yochel litvel," means he daven nila. He said nila. That's the, so. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that you're not permitted to tevil yourself. The first baraisa that Rabbi Yossi said. That mina mincha la maila kolayim kuloi. You're allowed to tevel yourself. Or the light's only. He didn't daven nila. So mamela, that's the terem. The first b'raisa, according to Rabbi Yossi, speaking about he didn't daven nila. Zman nila is bayoim, and he didn't daven nila, so he can tevel himself for nila. The second b'raisa that says he can't tevel himself, ain't a yochel, he's speaking about he didn't daven nila already. Fregte Gemore, Edith Soli, if it is speaking about, that he daven meire, that he daven nile, maita mayu de rabono. So what's the tamo de rabono? He said, the rabono said over here, that he could tevel himself. Kola yem kuli could tevel himself. Why can he tevel himself? And for the Gemore, kosobri rabbonon tvilo bismana mitzvah. Rabbonon hold tvilo bismana is mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah to be tevel yourself, this man, that when this man tvilo comes. So this person became a balkeri after ni'ile. So alt the din of tvilo bismana mitzvah, he has to tevel himself. Not for ni'ile, for the mitzvah of tvilo bismana. And Rabbi Yossi does hold tvila bismana la mitzvah. So if he would have to daven, so good, so for the davening he tevels himself, but he davened already nila. So mamela, so therefore you don't tevel yourself. Let us see Rashi. Leikash, o da omar Rabbi Yossi ochem in a mincha la maila in yocha litvel. The Rabbi Yossi said that he can't tevel himself after mincha, but the tzoli tefilas nila b'yoyim kaidim shero keri. V'hod amrin el kol ha-yoyim, he's permitted to tevel himself, but lo tzoli tefilas nila shero keri. So then he can tevel himself for nila. Frag the gemore I de tzoli maitamayu de rabbonon de masnisen bas reise, the Omri Kol Hayoyim. So what the Tam of the Rabbonon in the second Bereise? Kosovri Tvila Bismano Mitzvah Zmano Bayoimu. The Zman Tvila of a Balkari is the Yoimariya, the Siba Hoyel if Neserev Yilchetz. Hilkach Dachye Rechitze the Yoimakipurim. The lav hainu hach rabbonon de lael. So now Rashi says this is not the previous rabbonon. The previous rabbonon said after mincha you can't tell yourself because nil is at night. Vitalti plukte ninu b'masnise kamaisa pligi. The first beraisa the machloikas is bizman tfilas nila. There the machloikas is when zman tfilas nila. The rabbonon belayla. So therefore, you can't table yourself after mincha because for nila you have time at night. Ula rabbi yisi bayay. Zot rashi noch akneich verabbonon dohosem svirlu tvila bizman alav mitzvah. I out twila bismane is a lab mitzvah. The titre yema kippurim. Bas nisen bas reise pligi betwila bismane mitzvah. And the second bereise, there is a machloikis, is a different rabbonon. Is the rabbonon on the first bereise hold. Everyone holds twila bismane lab mitzvah. And the machloikis is, but when is manile? The second bereise that the machloikis is speaking about the tzoli, he was mispalot tefilas nila, and the shaila is there a heter tefila als tefila bizman mitzvah? Now this Rashi is shreklich shver, because if you say Rashi says two yesaidas. Number one, the first bereise holds everyone holds tefila bizman olav mitzvah, and number two if. Now Rashi is very schwer. Rashi says that the first Baraisa holds Tvila Bizmano Lav Mitzvah. And if you're Tvila Bizmano Lav Mitzvah, so Mamele, you can't table yourself out Tvila Bizmano, so the whole thing is only out Tvila Snila. So what do you do with the reish of the bereise? The bereise is bereise lach shvaklach. Kol chai b'tvilus tzva teivlem kedalkem b'yayim ha-kipurim. Nide v'yodis teivlus kedalkem b'lo yayim ha-kipurim. What's tutzach da? Why are they teivl themselves? There's no doubt. Tvile, they don't have to teivl themselves. They'll have kabal keri this at the Konas Ezra. So this whole thing, kol chai b'tvilus teivlem kedalkem b'yayim ha-kipurim, al-kolchoch, speaking about because this man Tvila came out Yom Kippur, so the table Kedalkon. So what did Rashi do with the Reish of the Bereise? Because of this Kashe, Taisvus and Shabbos, Tavtuv Chaf Aleph says that, Taisvus learns that, that if you have Tvila, this man alav mitzvah, you're also allowed to be table. Now, Mechuyiv to be table. You're allowed to be table. Taisvus, Taisi says a different girse. Baish from the second bereise, Bayasa says, Rabbi Yisem in a mincha maila ain a yocher litvel. Because Rashi also, because Rabbi Yisem is still a bizman alav mitzvah. So Taisi says ain a tzorich litvel. You don't have to. It's not the machloikis. The rabbonin holds tzorich litvel, he holds ain a. So, but if you hold tvila bizman alav mitzvah, but you're allowed to. It's no chiyuv. That's good. According to Taisus, it's good. But Rashi has all these girses. Rashi holds you're not allowed to. So it's a pella. The Meiri has the kasha, Taisem, the Kippurim has the kasha, it's a shrek. Okay. Al koponim, but let us just, forgetting about this Schwerigkeit, let's just schazer ein. So what do we have over here? So we have here, as I, the first bereise, there's a machloikis tanoim, when the first bereise, everyone holds tvila bizmano lav mitzvah. And the shaila is, are you permitted to tell yourself for tvilas nila? So the Tanakama holds that tvilas nila is balailo. You're not allowed to tell yourself for tvilas nila. Tfilas nila. And Rabbi Yossi holds tfilas nila is bayayim, shall out the table yourself. The second baraisa holds, speaking about Idanand already. So bemela at nila, you're not allowed to table yourself. Now the shaila is tfila bizmano mitzvah, that's what the rabbonon hold, he's rabbonon. And Rabbi Yossi holds tfila bizmano is lav mitzvah. So there's no heter to table yourself. Frag the Gemara. Michlal, the Rabbi Yossi saw the love mitzvah. So comes out Rabbi Yossi hold that tefillah bezman is not a mitzvah. Vasanya, we learned the Baraisa as follows. Reisha Yashem Kosov al Psori. A person had Hashem Kosov al Psori. Reisha lo yilchatz. He's not permitted to wash himself. Lo yisoich. Lo yamid b'mokim atinoifiz. Alt kedushas Hashem. Nizdamna loy tvilas mitzvah. What if he has a tvilas mitzvah? Kairech olov gemi. V'yered v'toivol. So he wraps around a gemi around the shem and he's toivol. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yered v'toivol kedalkoi. Rebelvad shelo yishavshev. But he shouldn't, he could toivol himself without a gemi. Belvad shelo yishavshev. V'kaim alon de betvila bizman the mitzvah pligi. Now, this is a shvera Rashi over here, but I should show him asks on Rashi. Rashi is looking for a kelton a Gemara in Shabbos. But let me just say over how the Gemara in Shabbos learns pshat in this Bereise. The Gemara in Shabbos learns pshat in this Bereise as follows. What is this inyan of Keirich Olav Gemi? So, the inyan is, because one, when he tables himself, he's Oymed Orum Bifnei Hashem. Therefore, Keirich Olav Gemi. But he shouldn't be Oymed Orem Bifnei Hashem. So now the Shaila is, no, what's the Svara of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to be Keirich Olav Gemi. What's his Oymed Orem Bifnei Hashem? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says he can cover it. He can cover with his hand. He can cover the Shem. Even though he goof machas a goof, the Tumas Hadash says, but goof machas a Shem. He's not covering. The goof is no problem. The Shem is the problem. So cover the Shem. The Gemara b'zayi. So what's the svare of the Tanikame? Tanikame holds dumishtali. Good, that's true. If he'd covered, but maybe he might forget, and the tefillah he might forget, so he will forget to cover it. So the mele keirich olav gemi. No, b'zayi. So what's the svare of Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says it's speaking about like this. If he has a gemi, it's ichah preferable. He should take the gemi and cover the shem. No shaila. The shaila is if he doesn't have a gemi. And today's the Zman Tvila. So what do you do today? What is our priorities? So Rabbi Yossi holds Tvila b'zman or mitzvah. So listen, Tvila, there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah that I said to be told to yourself today. You have a problem, also lamid orim b'fnei Hashem? So cover the Shem. Dilma ishtali, I mean, so be careful, you can't, because of the dilma ishtali, you won't be oike the mitzvah of Tvila b'zman or mitzvah. Some emailers, so you table yourself on a gemin, you'll be careful. The Tanikamo Tvila Bismano Lav Mitzvah. So Lamaisa Zay, so Brent Nishtain, if you have a gemin hind, it's good. If you don't have a gemin, so we'll do tomorrow. It's no problem, so Brent Nishtain. That's how the Gemara says. So Al-Koponim, that's how the Gemara in Shabbos says Pshat in this Baraisa. Al-Koponim, we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that tvila bismano mitzvah. And you just said before that Rabbi Yossi holds tvila bismano lav mitzvah. Come on, tvila bismano mitzvah. V'kaimlon to tvila bismano mitzvah pligi. Zokte gemore, ahi Rabbi Yossi ba Yehudi. That is going according to Rabbi Yossi ba Yehudi. That means there's a Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta and Rabbi Yossi ba Yehudi. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda holds tvila bismano lav mitzvah. So the Baraisa that says before Rabbi Yossi holds you don't toivel yourself, that's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. This Rabbi Yossi that says over here toivel without a gemi, that's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Ahi Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, the sanya Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, medayel tvila shetahei bachoyd. Well, see, this is speaking about a complicated case that there's a machloikis. How many tefillas an isha has to make if she got mixed up, putting it mildly? So there's a machlekes, a beshami, besilul, a number of tefillas, and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says you just make one tefilla because they hold tefilla bezman a mitzvah, so you have to make a multitude of tefillas. And Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says you make one tefilla a guten tag, and he holds tefilla bezman a lav mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Lo yilchoich, lo yimchekes Hashem. Kairich Olav Gemi, this is a Shvera Rashi. Rashi says, Lahogin Olav Mishetef Amayim. This was the Havamin of the Gemara in Shabbos. But the Gemara slugs it up. If the time of the Gemi is lugging all of Mishet of Hamayim, how's it speaking about? If the Gemi is tight and it's Megan, so it's a Chatzitze. If the Gemi is not tight, so it won't accomplish anything. That's where the Gemara falls off of this time. This is a Shver Rashi. This is Shonim asks already on Rashi. Rashi is like from the Gemara. Aber wir kaim lo mit Mesech Shabbos. Der Tvila bizmano mitzva pligi do rabon und Tvila bizmano lav mitzva. Vi mein lo gemi yamtim ad lo mocho vi vakshen. That's what the rabon or Rabbi Yossi holds. Tvila bizmano mitzva. Hayi da amar la el Rabbi Yossi min a mincha lo mailo lo yitvel ad shetechsha. The Tvila bizmano lav mitzva Rabbi Yossi by Yehudi. Bayo litvila shetaybachoine, bereise hi, de maisine lobe meseches nide bigmore dam apelles, ha ishe she yotze so meleyo obore konis, that means she was mapple, she doesn't know when she was mapple, ve vila fonene, after she came for us, shloishe shvuayim tohirim, then she had other problems. 3 weeks went out without a riem. And then, vasore shvuayim. And then 10 weeks passed afterwards. Echot Tomei. 1 week she saw the whole week Tam. Echot Toyo. The next week she saw the whole week was Noria. Shameshes Eile Shloishim V'Chomesh. Matvila Noisa Tishim V'Chomesh Tvila Yisdivrei Beishamai. Psila Loimim Shloishim V'Chomesh. V'Kulam Meforosh Lohosim V'Taimim Mishim Tvila Bezmana Mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dayo Letvila Shetei Bachroine, the Tvila Bezman, the Lav Mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi, the Gemihu, Rabbi Yosi Ben Chalafta. So Memele, so that's Rabbi Yosi Ben Chalafta, that's for Emfert, that's how we for Emfert the Stira in Rabbi Yosi. Let us see a little further. Tana Rabbono, Horoye Keri B'Yoyim HaKippurim, a person who's roye keri b'yoyim ha-kippurim, yoyreid v'toivu, ule'erev, in meitzoy yoyim ha-kippurim, yishavshev. After meitzoy yoyim ha-kippurim, he should be mishavshev, he should take off the chatzitzes. He toivus himself yoyim kippur, and he takes off the chatzitzes meitzoy yoyim ha-kippurim. In fact, the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Le'erev, mai v'have, have, I mean, the tefillah was a tefillah. Now you can take off the chatzitzis. It doesn't work retroactive. Ela eima mi be'erev yishavshev. No, mi be'erev yishavshev. Let us see Rashi. Le'erev yishavshev mishum chatzitze. Le'erev salkedaitach. Mechitovil v'solik. If he tabled himself, but he may mahani le'yishivshev. Chatzitze dahavoy yavoy. If there was a chatzitze, was a chatzitze ready. Eima mi be'erev de esmel yishavshev kol odom atzmei bechamin. Shim yire keri lemocha yochel litvel beloi chatzitza. Amuim de kezach. That not lo erev, bo erev. That erev yom kippur, when he washes himself, b'shas rechitze, so he should make sure he shouldn't have any chatzitzes. Why is he doing this? Because that if will be a roye keri in Yom Kippur, so then by stois he won't be able to take off all the chatzitzes in Yom Kippur. So he should make sure it's very clean erev Yom Kippurim. So memela he won't have a problem in the tvila of Yom Kippurim. That's the Gemara. L'chayre, I mean, it's brought down that maybe Rashi helped Nitzai, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that there's an Indian to be toivul erev Yom HaKippurim, alt tare, alt tshuve. Dachsim has brought down that one should be, even though a whole year we're not nizer in chatzitze, we should be nizer in the tvila of erev Yom HaKippurim. Other say Dachsim the shittes bagwas, they made a brocha on the tvila of erev Yom HaKippurim. So l'chayrech means, so it would be very good that the be'erev, the Lashna Barais is not mashma like this. But like this would be, we're looking for a reason why to be mishavshef, why to be reichetz bechamin, that there shouldn't be any chatzitzes. Why do we have to be toiled this? Because Because maybe he'll be a roye keri b'yom ha-kippurim out the tevila of erev yom ha-kippurim. He should, that's brought down in 4 months should be machmed, there shouldn't be chatzitzis erev yom ha-kippurim. But the b'raise of Isai Svirashi, the b'raise is that's the hemshech, that since he's roye b'yom ha-kippurim is yered v'toivol, so he has to make sure erev yom ha-kippurim he should be mishavshe. Let us just see Taisvis. Idit soli my time at the Rabbonim. He says the Gemara for Enfeld, before we had a stire between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim here say that you table yourself after Minche, And Rabbi Yossi says you don't table yourself after Mincha, and the Rabbanon there say fakel. So the Gemara says it's fine for Rabbi Yossi or the tzoli or the loy tzoli. Rabbi Yossi is speaking about that he daven nila, so he's not permitted to table himself. And over there it's speaking about that he didn't daven nila, so he's permitted to table himself for nila. If he davened already, is my tamay the rabbonot? Why did the rabbonon hold here that he's permitted to table himself? Taimoli, frak taisvus imokmina nami bedeloitzal. I mean, you have a problem. What's the time of the rabbonon? So is the problem only iditzoli? Imokmina nami bedeloitzali. If you'll say it's speaking about b'deloito that he didn't daven, is also tikshaloch my time with the rabbonon. Hole el omri rabbonon de rabbi yisi davke adamincha, afol gav deloito li fim kein tikshi de rabbonon ad rabbonon. So it's not as a yakash. This is a kash de rabbonon ad rabbonon. The rabbonon is a problem of the deloito li. Let's just skip over Taisan to make a cheshbin, like the Teretz is good, but Taisan is with Akash. Venerally, so Taisan says like this, I amrit bishloime I dividi beloitzoli. If we'll say that both are speaking about that he didn't daven, ozle tikshaloch darabonan adarabon. The ikala meima tvilas nila niskina kach. Lispalol oiso oi ba yoim min ha mincha lamailo. A person has an alternative. If he wants, he can daven mincha b'yoyim, mila b'yoyim. If he wants, he can daven nila b'layla. V'hoda kamrinen la'el ad ha-mincha v'su'loi, sh'data l'ispalol oiso b'layla. And he wants to daven nila b'layla, so then he's not permitted to table himself. V'hoda oma oche kol ha-yoyim, if he wants to daven nila early, So Taisus wants to say we could have said according to the Rabbonon that there's no stira. Speaking about loitzoli, and a person has the breire either to daven nila bayoim. That's the second breise, and then he can table himself. And if he wants, he can daven nila balan, and he can't table himself. I will give him the McQueen the love of the Tzoli, my time with the Rabbonon. What is the time of the Rabbonon? We're learning the Messiah, Masech the Siume. Before we learn the Gemara, Al Sahagdome, I'd like to say over a letter from the Stipler Zechayna Levroche. The Gemara speaks about Haroye Keri B'yoyim HaKippurim, and there is, by other people, it's Avinois of Mechulim Loi, Zaray is Avinoilam Abo, and by other people, there's a Seda Yida Kol Hashanekula,
So before we start learning the Gemara, I'd like to read over a letter from the Stipler. So the Stipler says this Gemara is speaking about a person who, according to his Teva, this would never happen. This is not a natural phenomenon. This did not occur to him of the logic and seichel and any reason we can't construe. If there's a normal logical reason why this happened with him, so then forget about this Gemara. This Gemara is speaking about that there was no reason whatsoever that this should occur, speaking by an elderly person, a person who had no taivis whatsoever, and this is a simen min ha-shamayim. So now we'll see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tani Tano Kame de Rav Nachman Haroye Keri B'yoyim HaKippurim Avoynoysov Mechulim Loi. If a person is Haroye Keri B'yoyim HaKippurim, so there is a problem over here. There are five Inuyim, and one of the five Inuyim he was unable to be Mekayim. The Yisayid V'Shayrish Avoyda explains that the kapora of Yom HaKippurim is dependent on the inuyim. That is partly because that when since Klal Yisrael are ma'ane themselves, so they're zeichet to a kapora. Now we have here a person who did not have one of the five inuyim. Afal pikein avoynoisav mechulim loy. That is the first chiddush of Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nach. V'hasanya, the Gemara asks, is the baraisa avoynos of sidurim. It would seem that the avoynos remain. My sidurim sturim limochel. It's oimed to be nimchel. Soif yom HaKippurim, that's the zman ha-mechile. So this person will also be zoichet to mechile, even though he wasn't mekayim one of the chomesh inuyim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Haroye keri b'yoyim HaKippurim v'loy b'miskaven. There wasn't any kavone, there wasn't any intent mitzidoi that this should occur. Avoynoisav mechulim. So Rashi says, Simen toivu zeh, this is a good simen, yira zera v'yarech yomen. So you have to understand what Rashi is saying. The Gemara says, Avoynoisav mechulim, Rashi says, it's a good simen. Yira zera, yarech yomen. It could be Pshat and Rashi is as follows. I once saw from the Chassam Sofer says that Yom Kippur is a Zman HaChitum, a Zman HaDin. The Din is not only on the next year. It could be a Din for many years. If the Gemara says over here, Yira, Zera, Yarech Yomim, will be Zoichet to Ariches Yomim, so that means this Yom Kippur, the paskening that will be zeichet to arichas yomim, will be zeichet to many children and einikler. The Ran in the Droshes says, we find by nevuah, a nevuah could be given, and that nevuah could become bottle. He said, Yitzchak Avinu gave a broche to Yaakov, that he should be agvir la'achecho, v'yishtachabu l'cho b'nei mecho. He says, and it never was Niskayim. Why wasn't it Niskayim? Because Klai is from Gesindig. A filu and nevuah letoiv can also become bottle if there's no special tenai that it should remain. But the Ran brings down, ki kasher yase eized mus betoyel doime lemasheroi sheyikore ba'osid yiskayim ha'osid al kaponim. But if something happened already on this world, which is showing, which is telling that this will occur, so then it has to occur. That's why the Ran says in the Droshes, when Yaakov Avinu was born, he was Yodo Yechezes Ba'kei Be'isa. Why was this necessary? He says, because the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that on this world, it should be already be Niskayim B'mitzas that Yaakov will take over from Esav. So then whatever will happen, Klal Yisrael will have to take over. This pe'ula, Roye Keri B'yoyim HaKippurim, is a simen toy. This is not if he would have a cholim, that we have a cholim, this Yom Kippur, you know, you're going to be zeichet, tarichas yomen, you'll be zeichet, the children and einiklach. That doesn't mean anything. That could be that Yom Kippur, he was on that Madrege, and he was zoiche to this broche. He'll be niskalkel later, so it could be, could become bottle. But this is, if this already occurred, this was already, Rashi says, simin toivuze. This is a moiridike simin. This is a simin already on this world, that yire zera v'yarech yomim will be zoiche to children, he'll be zoiche, so if this simin came on this world, so he was blessed with a fortunate simin, that this will occur. So it's zicher not legreyuso. If the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to guarantee him this Yom Kippur with such a broche, and to make sure the broche will be niskayim, he zicher won't lose out from this simin toy. So therefore, kochach, we have to say that Abi Noisav mechulin loy, that he'll be zeicher to mechilas Avinus without this inu. The Gemara asks, then the Gemara says as follows, Tana Dever Rabbi Yishmoel, Haro Yekeri, B'yoy Ma'akipurim, Yidak Kol HaShona Kulo. The person is Haro Yekeri, B'yoy Ma'akipurim, Fakert, he should be Doye Kol HaShona Kulo, Vim also Loi Shona, Muvtach Loi Shuhu Ben Oilam Habo. Here it says, one should worry, and but if he was also Loi Shona, he's a Ben Oilam Habo. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Teida Shekol HaOilam Kulei Roed Vuhu Soveya. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Yida Kol HaShone Kulo Shemo Loikiblu Tanisoy. That means this is one of the five Inuyim. Min HaShemayim they were Mesabev, he should not be Mekai. Vehizbiyu Bameshe Beyodom Lahasbiyoy. Ke'eved ha-moizei kois le-raboi v'shofach lo'i kitoin al-pono. So le-maise, it would seem that he wanted to do the mitzvah, he wanted to be mekayim ve-heyinuyim, and it was thrown in his face. That's a simen min ha-shemayim, they don't want his avoyde, they don't want him. So yidak kol ha-shon ha-kulos, he has to be doig, that's terrible. So it seems they don't want my inu, they don't want to be mechapa my avoyde, so that's bitter. So he should be a doyik. Vim also loy shana shaloi meis, if he didn't die that year, muvtach loy shemaisim toivim yesh biyodei. So now he could be assured he has maisim toivim. Sheheginu all of they protected him. Uben oilam habo. He's a ben oilam habo. We'll come back to this chash. Teida, sheharei kol ha'oilam roiv mitashmish. The whole world is roiv mitashmish. Vehu saveya v'loinis ane b'zois. He was saveya. V'sheloi midaita his v'yu. This was done min ha-shamayim. V'av al-pikein also lo'ishono. Yesh lo'das she-tzadik gomor. So that's a raya, he's a tzadik gomor. So we have a few things over here. Rashi says later, kol ha'olam roiv saveya, and he lived that year, so he's a tzadik gomor. Rashi before said, he's a muftach, he's a ben oilam habo. It's a whole bunch of inyonim. Let us try to explain what does Rashi mean, tzadik gomo. And by Emerson, the Lechayre, the Gemara says before, moichlen loy alkol avinoysov. So Lechayre, if it's moichlen loy alkol avinoysov, so means he has avinus. Moichlen loy alkol avinoysov. So speaking about a person who has avinus. And we're saying that he's a tzadik gomo. So what does that mean? It could be, Rashi is saying as follows. We had mentioned before, the Yisoid V'Sheiris Shavoyde says that the Kaporis Avoynis only comes about through the Inuyim. And in Tfilas Zakar, the Chayodam explains that each Inuy is Mechuvin Kineged, a different type of an oven. The Inuy of Tashmish is a kapore for the pgam that he did by Isai Eivah. Now, lemaise, if we see min ha-shamayim, that they did not have any tainus, they gave him a simin min ha-shamayim l'toy, but at the same time they prevented from him the kapore on this oven. He doesn't have the inui which can be mechapa kenege this oven. So it's a raya is a tzadik gomo. Rashi could mean is going in the midas tzadik. In this inyan, He's a tzaddik. Because if he would need the kapore, they wouldn't take it away from him. So al kochoch, we see in this Indian, he's a tzaddik. That is why they were not megareya by this simin min ha-shamay. Now, Rashi said before, that im osa loy shone, sheloy meis, muftach loy shemaisim toivim yesh biyodoy shehiginu olav. So this is a raya that he hears maisim toivim, that they protected him, uben oilam habo. Now, so this raya hears maisim toivim, and he's a ben oilam habo, and that is what protected him. Now what is pshat in this? Let us try to explain perhaps half of Rashi. Rashi says that we see that he's a he has maisim toivim. It would seem for Olam Haba one has to possess maisim toivim. Zamoyre deki gemore mesechtes avoydezore. The Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah relates as follows. That Vachsach Mir, Rab Chanina came. Rab Chananya ben Tradyoin was Makil Kehilois Barabim, and he came to another Tana, to Rabbi Yossi ben Kisme. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisme had a gewaldike Taina, and why you makel kehilas parabim with such a gewaldike sakone, and he had Tainas on him. Fine. Then Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyin asked Rabbi Yossi ben Kisme, ma ani lechaye ha'ilam habo. You have here a person who was moisla nefesh and habot astoire, and he asks him, Ashayla, ma ani lechay el habo? Am I a ben oilam habo? So he said, no, such a kasha, I can't answer you right away. Klum maise bo liyotcha. Did you ever do up some maise? He told him, a maise, there was a maise with mois tzedoke. It wasn't such a great maise, but it was a maise with mois tzedoke. He was mevater, and his mama, there was a shayla. And he told them this maisa. This is the maisa toiv that he had done. So he told them, oh, if you did such a maisa, you are ben oilam habo, ye chelki im chelkecho. It's a very difficult gemara. What did Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma see in this maisa, klo maisa bo liyotcho? There's a moira de kerambam. The Rambam says, Pirish HaMishnayis, and Soif Mesech des Makis, the Rambam says, if a person will do one mitzvah, v'shleimus, without any pnius, mamish l'shem shkulei l'shem shemayim, he'll be zeichet oilam habo. But if he does a maisa, so he's doing it, and he has other kavanas also, then it's not muchach that he's a ben oilam habo. He told them, this maisa, he was a ben oilam habo. It seems to be zeichet to be a ben oilam habo, one has to have maisim toivim. I saw in Sharei Oira, he brings a interesting lashon Harambam. The Rambam says, Kol ha-peiresh me'avere, ha-yoso mitzvah, loy mipnei dovo bo'ilom. A person who's peiresh from an avere, or he did a mitzvah, loy mipnei dovo bo'ilom, not because of any reason. Loy pachad, v'loy yire, v'loy levakish kovid, Elav mipnei ha-boirei baruchu, he did it only because the Rabbeinu Shlom said he should do it, ki menias yoseif ha-tzadik atzmoi me'eshes raboi. The Rambam gives a moshul, the mice of Yosef ha-tzadik, that when he was peirish min ha-veire, there was no other reason besides the Rabbeinu Shlom. So he says, ha-reize mekadish ha-shashem. That's called the mekadish ha-shem. So it would seem that in order for one to be considered a ben oilam habo, one has to do a maise kulay l'shem shamayim. There are five inuyim in Yom HaKippurim. The inuy of tainis, it could very well be one could be mesane, and it's not l'shem shamayim. There's a merdeke maise related. In the times of the Goyim, there was a person lived in Vilna, who was a Mis'ana Mishabbos L'Shabbos. He fasted a whole week. He didn't eat anything. He was skin and bones. When Erev Shabbos, he came to the mikveh, so everyone used to gather around him and look at him. Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Finally, the message came to the Vilna Goyin about this tzaddik. He's Mis'ana Mishabbos L'Shabbos. He fasts the whole week, and he comes to the mikveh, and mamish people look at him. So the Goyin said, people should stop looking at him. So the Goyin said, people should stop looking at him. The next week, usually there was, oh, he was mamish, everyone was looking at him. He went to the mikveh. The crowd wasn't there. The week afterwards, he couldn't fast. So what is pshat? That his chiyus, Zichay was Misana L'Shem Shemayim and everything, but the chiyus, the motivation, what he got, I mean, that's what he, it was publicized, this tzitzkis that also helped him to with his avoidah. You took away the audience, you took away the publicity, Zlamaisa, he was unable to fast. From the Heinuyin, a person fasts, he's pale, he's not eating, he's not drinking, he's Ne'ilas HaSandal, all the Hey and Luyim, it could be just like when one takes an Eslik, there could be a lot of Pneus when he's pale and he's davening with all his Koiches. He's also, it could very well be that spelled up is in the L'Shem Shemayim. There's one Inui that it has to be Kulei L'Shem Shemayim. That is the Inui of Tashmish Amita. That is not, that no one knows about. It would seem the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, the Heyinuim of Yom Kippurim, besides being Mesaviv, Kaporos Avoynes, the Yisoy B'Shar Shavoydi says, the Zakiyim HaMitzvah B'chol Rega V'Rega. A person is Mekayim every second of Yom Kippur HaMitzvah. The Inui of Tashmish Amita is a Inui L'Shem Shamayim, which there could be no Pnius whatsoever. Now, if Min HaShamayim, they prevented him to be Mekayim this Inui, so it seems he's a Ben Maisim Toivim, he has enough Maisim Toivim, but he's a Ben Olam Habo without it. Because if it wouldn't be that way, they would never take it away from him. This is an Inui L'Shem Shamayim, this is a considered a Maisa Toiv, which one can become a Ben Olam Habo. The Gemara's Messiah, Ki also Ravdimi Omar Mapish Chaye Sagi Umaski. Mapish Chaye Rashi says there Shero Keri Vyema Kipurim will be Mapish Chaye will be Zoichet Arichas Yomim. Sagi Umaski, so Rashi learns Bebonim Ubnei Bonim Shekach HaSimin Yira Zera Yarech Yomim. It seems from Rashi, in places Mapish Chaye Sagi Umaski, Veremezodov Yira Zera Yarech Yomim. It seems that Chazal learned Pshat and Posig, that the Posig is telling us two things. Yira Zera, he was a Roya Keri, so he'll be Zoyche Yira Zera, he'll be Zoyche to Bonim or Bnei Bonim. Taisus and Baba Basra says Zera means Bnei Bonim also. Yarech Yomim, the Posig says Yarech Yomim. So this Broche, this is the Simen that they're paskening, Min HaShamayim, that he'll be Zoyche to these two Gewaldike Broches, Ariches Yomim Bonim Ubnei Bonim. That is the Simen Toiv in Imos Aloy Shona. I'd just like to be Messiah with one Nekude. The Ben Yoyodo says that the Loshen Sagi Mapish Chayi Sagi Umaski. So he wants to say Mapish Chayi, that means Ariches Yomim Bekamus, will be Zoiche to accomplish a lot. Sagi is Arichas Yomim Be'echos. He'll be Zoiche in the years that he has. He'll be able to accomplish a lot in these years. I once heard a Moira de Kevot, Baksim Be'Shem, the Pono V'Zherov. Pono V'Zherov says when we mispalo the Yerotzen before Rosh Chodesh, so we say, Shetachadish Aleinu Asachodesh Hazeh. So we're asking, the chiddush of this chiddush should be v'sitan lonu chayim aruchim. So l'chayre, if you're asking for this month, we're not speaking about the next month. Shetachad shleim sachayidush hazeh v'sitan lonu chayim aruchim. So how long can the month be? We're asking for chayim aruchim in a month. So what's the chayim aruchim? No, pshat is They say over the Svas Emes said on his father that he was, he had Kitzur Shonim, but he had Arichas Yomim. He was Zoiche to accomplish a lot in his Chayim. That's a besondere broche to be Zoiche, that the Yomim should be Aruchim, they should be days of accomplishment. The Tiferes Yoinesen says on Parshas Vayechi, Vayehi Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayov. So he says the Pasuk is not Medugdik, it's speaking about days, Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayov. You start with days and end with years. So he says the Pasuk is telling us what did Yaakov Avinu accomplish in his days, years of accomplishment. Vayehi Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayov. But this he says a Pasuk, Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim, if a person is zoiche to Yiras Shamayim, so he could add on his days, he could cram into his days gewaldik hezachen. Ushnois reshoim, a person who is not interested in accomplishment, so his years are short, because he can't show anything accomplished for these years. Chazdei Hashem Yisborach, we were zoiche in these days, and in this month, in these months, to learn Mesechtes Yume. Rabbis Mishchus Chachamim says that it's called, correctly it should be pronounced, Yoimo. There's a whole Mesechta that speaks about one day. It's one day that the Seder, how one can prepare oneself for one day, the Prisha before, and the Erev Yom HaKippurim, and the Yom HaKippurim. It's teaching us the Chshivis of a day. Mishchus Chachamim says, it says, the Medrash V'Yerev Yivoyker Yom Echot, so the Medrash says, Zu Yom HaKippurim. We're learning the cheshivas of days, how choshev a day is, and what one can accomplish in the day. I'd like to give a shevach vaydoy to the Rabbeinu Shalom al ha'ova, the wuzoiche, to be mesayim this mesechte, nabakoshe lahaba, which is zoiche to be maschel, and mesayim, other mesechtes, abiyas goel tzedek. The others see them also? So
yeah.
Maybe then they'll say together the
Kaddish.
Kaddish or the Hadron Eichel, yeah. So I guess I'm not going to see him, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we'll start with a cup and then we'll say Hadron. Finish, come.